You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
Thank you, Goth Brooks, at 6:20 in the morning sickness and off and running for a Friday. I have to tell you guys that yesterday, as I was driving home, I saw something more pathetic on a car and the car itself. And I have to call this person out immediately.
Then I love my wife?
So much worse than I love my wife.
A wing on a
so much
Ford
worse.
Escort?
It's the worst thing you've ever seen. No, that's pretty bad, though. You got one of them spoilers on a Honda Civic. A guy driving a Honda Odyssey, already defeated. It's the little minivan Honda makes. Plain gray Honda Odyssey. He bought the low-end one, so it was like, look, if we're going to do this, I'm not going to even try to make it splashy. It's going to be the gray one. I'm not tinting windows. It's going to be a wide-open fish tank of me and the 11 kids that, unfortunately, I've put inside of this woman. And on the back of it, and the poor bastard has to drive this around, it said in letters that were put on there individually, so it wasn't something this lady found as a sticker.
She had to find all the individual letters.
She took all the individual letters in the same font and mapped it out, and it said, I have to read it exact words because I sat behind him on the freeway entrance and thought, oh, my God. It said exactly, all because two people fell in love. I'm like, yep, all of this. This wow. Glorious existence that you've got in your Honda Odyssey because you fell in love. And as a reminder every day to the people behind him, the life that you envy so much as the man driving the Honda Odyssey minivan is simply because he fell in love. Is a warning to young people not in love. Read that and say, because as the guy's driving it, you read it and you're like, that's what happens when you fall in love. Your dick goes in the fridge, you get a Honda Odyssey, and you drive hopefully into a wall as soon as possible. A woman reads and goes, oh my God, so happy. All because they fell in love. It's a warning, kids. A warning. You're asking why this happened? It's all because two people fell in love. That's all. I wouldn't be driving an Odyssey if I wasn't in love. The love is why I drive a Honda Odyssey. A woman, on the other hand,
we have such a happy, we have a minivan and a couple of children, and it's all because we fell in love.
Awful. So to that poor bastard out there, I chipped some vodka and tonic in the shower to you, my friend. All because two people fell in love. If Megan ever put that on my car, you can have it in your house, because that's just between the two of you. Yeah. You know, you can have something like that in your house. Like, that's nice. All because two people fell in love is adorable. For you to share with your wife in the house, that's fine. It is not for the masses on the freeway to know why this man's life is over. It is not for the poor bastard in the car behind him who's engaged. It's not for the Dougs of the world who's going to probably have that on his Challenger soon.
I don't know. I kind of disagree with that. Yeah. I think it's wonderful fodder.
Oh, it's great fodder. It's great for us. I'm thinking.
Go ahead and do it.
The poor bastard in the car. I say go ahead and do it too, because it warns the young kids behind him that are like, "Ooh, that's because it fell in love. I'm not doing that."
It's about as funny as a guy with a pot leaf sticker on
poor
the back
bastard.
Of his car.
It is. Oh, and you just saw him. You know what? He was a slunked over. Is that we were in the double lanes getting on to the 51 off Bethany Home? And he's just slunked over driving the Honda Odyssey. His head was like craned forward, but his shoulders were in a complete C, like his posture had been ruined. Maybe 40, but he looks like his body is just covered in like calcium deficiencies.
How many child seats were in it?
I didn't see any child seats. I looked at him and I just wanted to give him like a thumbs up, like, it's all right if you hit me, because I'll kill you if you want. If you want to hit me and push into the wall, that's fine.
I think he's just a rank and file Mormon.
Poor bastard. I think he's just a rank and file dead guy. Just a guy who feels like that's the right thing. All because two people fell in love, Kent. Should not, as a man, should not be on your car. If it is, I'm sorry you were defeated so soundly in the battle of marriage. You have clearly lost the battle. You sleep under flowered sheets. There's no doubt about it. Your bed is a flowery nightmare. Your bedroom is a 16-year-old girl's dream house. It's canopy, probably.
All pink.
It's pink. There's flowers everywhere.
Canopy bed.
7 to 10,000 pillows. They're all over the bed. There's just pillows everywhere. There's a settee. A man would never have a settee, but there's one in your room. It's terrible. And it's all because two people fell in love. Let that be the warning to you guys.
Love is powerful.
Is it? He didn't look empowered,
sure.
Brady.
Sure. There's been guys that do plenty of
all right.
stupid things.
All right. He's lost. He's lost the battle as a human. That's over.
Hey, Brady just admitted it was stupid.
Do you like it? Would you let Ronnie put that on your car?
You know what? I've said I don't
That's
care.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's called being defeated, Brady. No, that's exactly what that guy said.
I would not be, you know.
You come out.
John,
to,
it's not my cup of tea.
Brady, you come
like
out. It's not a bumper sticker. Yeah. It's across the back window. All because two people fell in love in individual letters.
The letters.
And
yeah.
you come home.
God, that's
and
even
Ronnie,
way worse.
I know, it's 10 times worse. Ronnie, and it's all the way across the bottom of the window. And you come home and Ronnie's done that as a gift to you in your car.
Was it the other way, though? All because two people fell in love? I ended up in this Honda Odyssey?
No, that's what I said.
Right.
Could he put that on there? If Ronnie did that, would you come home and go, that's lovely? Would you leave it on?
No.
Then you're not defeated yet. This guy left it on. He's driving that car around. Left it on. Either that
Unless
or she's...
Why do you want me to have this on?
Why are you trying to embarrass me?
Yeah.
If she's pissing on him. She's pissing on his life. She's marked his life with her.
What if he borrowed her car? It was her car.
Doesn't matter.
And he's got to pick up the kids. That's a tough drive.
He's got to drive around in the Honda Odyssey a lot. If it's her car, why isn't she in it? That means he's got his own car.
Her car's in the getting repaired or they had to switch cars for a day.
Loaner. You get a loaner and you leave her a car. You don't switch into the love mobile. Either that or it's a shot at him. I got all this because I fell in love with this.
Right.
Middle-aged jackass, can't make a living, gets me a Honda Odyssey. Yeah, it's defeat. Don't do it. Love messages are not meant to be on the back of your car. That is meant to be in your home, between the two of you as a couple.
Or hate.
True. I could deal with some hate on the back of someone's car. I think that's pretty solid.
Hating, racist stuff.
Oh, racist. I thought you meant your wife. Yeah, if you said, boy, I hate my wife, and that was in the back of
your
car.
No, that
I would laugh hysterically.
I hate my child.
Happily divorced.
Happily divorced.
I hate my ex. Yeah.
The best, I'll take that.
Like, I tried to get the thing. I had a guy who did those stick figure stickers, and I tried to get one. It was too big, with a man and a woman and their two kids. And then over the man was a thought bubble of a stick figure with huge cans. And he's like, it just takes up so much
space. That's
just space.
Trashy.
It's trashy, but there's plenty of people who have Calvin pissing on just about everything. Trashy sells. Yeah. I'm not going to put it on my car, but trashy sells. Yeah, stickers that announce your love are just pathetic. So as a man, I'd be out there just scraping off. Look, especially if she's like, you take my car. I'm like, I'm scraping off the message. I don't know why you're doing that.
Because we're in love.
We're in a Honda Odyssey. Things aren't that great. You know, if we had a Bentley, you wouldn't do that to the Bentley. You disrespect the Odyssey. Don't disrespect my Odyssey. So sad. So very sad. But the guy probably cheated violently in his early 30s. Got caught, fixed it up, bought the minivan, kind of quit being a...
It's part of the repair program.
Yeah, he's
repairing the relationship.
He's being reprogrammed. And the things that he would have never thought would have been part of his life are now on the back of his car. My neighbor's checkbook had his wife's name on top. I confronted him about it. I would never stand for that. She said, well, it's more my money than it is his. I was insulted for my sackless neighbor. I don't know that I've ever noticed that. Who gets top billing on the checks? It's a good question. And if she's going around saying, well, it's more mine than his, so I've got top billing, then she's going to leave you and take your money. Or her money. Whoever's money. Check top. I like that the new age of checks for relationships are basically separate. Most people do separate accounts and stuff. And you get that one account that maybe you got a couple. I got top billing on my checks, but I didn't even think to ask. It just happened that way. Is that a sign of misogyny by the bank? They didn't even say, who do you want on top?
It's
it was automatically me.
It's alphabetical.
Is it?
Holmberg Waters, right?
No, hers isn't Waters. She's married now. It's Holmberg.
Oh,
Holmberg.
That's true. I forget about it.
Yeah, that was only you.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
They didn't even ask. The bank said,
I did not get top billing.
Whose name would you like on top? They didn't even ask. Man on top. Ladies, you should sue the banks. You'd have to do a special order to get the lady's name on top, I think.
Mine says Brady and his lady Bogan.
Oh, God.
No, it's just one name.
That's right, Ronnie Bogan.
Nope.
Oh, all right. You've cut her out of the checks.
All right.
She doesn't get her own checks?
Nope.
All right, Brady. It's all because two people fell in love. You seem so proud in keeping her off the checks.
No, she has her own checks.
Yeah, but it's your money, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hmm. Why not just put her on your checks?
Never even thought about it. It doesn't really matter. You get the account.
Same account.
They give you the checks.
Oh, she has her own checks for the same account?
No, she has a different account. She has her
You
own
allow
own
her
account.
To have a separate account.
Yes.
And then you fill it with whatever money you allow her to have.
Right.
God damn it. That's gold. That is the opposite of what I thought I would hear from you.
Whatever money she makes.
I thought we were setting a trap account. For him, but no, he don't care.
He's like, no.
I have my own check. I take money from it. Sometimes I write her a check and say, fill your checking account. You're allowed to have that.
No. Like, here's a booby trap. Brady's going to fall.
He nailed it. I got to tell you, that's Barry Bonds hitting that home run off that Japanese kid on the trampoline the other day. That was pretty great. It's a good swing, Brady.
Yeah, it's now,
when it comes to putting a thumb on a woman, I've got my answers.
It's the most concise you've been in 20 years, Brady. That was impressive.
Now, we can have that talk. If she would like to get involved in more in the Bogan estate, we can open the books up.
She's involved in it when she married you, I thought.
No, but if she wants to take some more responsibility and
open
partake in paying some bills and stuff.
With her money or just like
yeah, with,
just
yeah.
the general notion of yeah. writing the check?
So
books
old
are open. Just, you the just went antitrust
God,
on her
dude,
with
some,
like a major league baseball team.
That's great stuff, man.
But who wants to do that?
The young chicks listen and hate you.
Oh,
right
man,
now.
That's great. Yeah, chicks with their name on top of the checking account. Oh, forget about it. So you get her own account like a child. You fill it like a child. And then you tell her if you ever want to be in the big account, you start stepping up a little bit. God damn
yeah,
it, I admire the hell out of you.
You want to start paying for some stuff? Get it all? Books are open.
That's impressive.
Come on in.
Brady.
I'm hiring. Right now?
Are you interviewing or are you hiring? Because he really should be the only one that can apply.
I put someone else on my checks. You're going to be
on.
Ronnie, you're going to be shocked, but I put someone else on the checkbook, and they're going to be living with us for a
we
little
bit. We have a new CFO.
And she's all right with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's never stepped up and said, put me on the goddamn checks. We're sharing this account.
Yeah.
It's your money anyway.
Like, you've designated Megan as
Megan's
house
my house
manager.
Yeah. Yeah, she
and
takes
basically,
care of all
I was, like, if you want to be a house manager, go ahead.
Yeah, you can hire us house manager. She doesn't have any interest in that job?
Nope.
No kidding.
Isn't she already the house manager?
By default.
Well, I mean, like, Megan, I told her, I'm like, look, you do the bills and you pay this and you take care of all that stuff. And if we need to make an appointment, you make the calls and that kind of thing. And I'll tell her, like, we got this coming and this coming and this coming. And then she kind of organizes that, which is house manager stuff. She's good at it. But she didn't do that before. And I said, you're hired as house manager. She didn't even really apply for the job. I'll be honest with you. I just said, look, you're house
you're
manager.
You're like,
now.
Done. I don't want to do bills anymore.
This is annoying. I've got papers all over it. Look, you do the mail in the house. And
I'll bring home the money.
That's right.
You put it in the right spots.
That's it.
There you
exactly
go.
You've
established your roles.
Right.
Meanwhile, her
but I don't
accountant
give her
in Switzerland is
yeah.
doing really
well. That's
well.
Fine. Let her have that. I keep an eye on all that stuff,
he
too.
Monitors.
Yeah, I'm not stupid. And I trust her. But, you know, I don't think I could – I don't think I have the – it must be generational because I don't think I could start an account for her and then give her an allowance. I think I'd feel.
Well, she has her own. I don't know. She doesn't? You know,
killed that nonsense. It was pointless.
So it all goes into. So whatever she makes goes in the same.
I don't know if that. I don't even know if that happens, Brady. Whatever she makes, she can
stuff
her
is $5.
Yeah, exactly. What the hell is. Yeah. What the hell is. Look.
All right.
Go ahead. Keep your. Whatever that is. What, you beg on the streets for a day? Nice job. And she gets a lot of cash pay, so. Let her have that. She keeps it in a shoebox and buys presents for me. It's fantastic. I found that shoebox last year.
That's basically Ronnie's account is her business.
Yeah. I found the shoebox full of cash, and I did think, what is this Swiss bank account going on here?
Well, the cash money I keep for your birthday and for Christmas, so I don't use your money.
Wow. You can keep this shoebox. I'm going to go dip it in gold. This is the best shoebox ever. I made her house manager. She's cool with that. She works less than me. I don't think there's a problem.
And maybe with that. There might be. Maybe we'll sit down with Ronnie and talk and say, hey, would you like to?
Yeah, put her in charge of
some
stuff.
Say,
just,
right,
why don't you do the bills
do
for this? But you got to be worried about that, or otherwise you'd let her do it. Megan's
I'm not worried. No,
she's wildly responsible
it,
with bills.
But she really doesn't want to handle that.
Megan's a bill freak. Like I had a problem with her when I first. She would pay the bill like the second it got there, like that day. So we get like 4 months ahead on the house because what you don't know is if you pay your house payment like the day the bill comes, they'll send another one a week later and go, well, what about October? Sure, we'll pay that too. Boom, boom, boom. Next thing you know, we're
Send him another one.
4 or 5 months ahead on the house, and I'm like, what in the world is going on? I can't keep up, and the account just seems to be stagnant. I don't know. And I'm looking, and I've looked at the next house. I'm like, we don't owe a house payment till March.
What? Like, they keep coming.
I'm like, what do you think, Christmas? We pay the house every month?
Well, I just didn't know. I just figured that's how you'd been doing it.
No. Jesus, lady. Calm it down. Although we were about, you know, it's really nice. We see that far ahead on the house. Feels like you're getting a boost. I like what you're doing, though, Brady.
He had money going out the other way. On my side, it's like, hey, we've got a house payment on this credit card every month. What's going on here?
You don't want to do that. She paid for the house on the credit card?
No, don't do that. But I'm saying, yeah. All of a sudden you're getting the bill on the credit card. It's like,
good Lord. Yeah. And this guy says, I got two people immediately. I said, I work at a bank. When you're married, the woman takes the man's last name. Therefore, the man gets top billing on the checks, unless told otherwise. I.e. Mr. and Mrs. John Lewis, he says. Yeah, that's how it works for me.
It's always been that way.
Right.
So now that's bad?
Well, yeah, it's probably
in
considered
society,
bad.
In society, that's bad probably, to be, yeah. Have a man and woman the,
look,
have the roles.
Absolutely.
If the man goes first.
You got some progressive wife. She's not going to like the Mr. and Mrs. John Holmberg thing.
So it
she's not
going to
like that. Mr. and Mrs. John and Megan Holmberg. They want their billing in there.
What would it be? Maybe just drop the Mr. and Mrs.?
No, the Mr. and Mrs. is still a thing. Mr. and Mrs.
Or
John and
Megan.
Or
leave with Mrs. first?
No, I don't know if maybe eventually somebody's going to say Mrs. and Mr., but it's just so habitual to say the Mr. and Mrs. But yeah, but it's not going to be just your name much longer. Mr. and Mrs. Brady Bogan is going to have to throw her name in there eventually, or people are going to, some woman's going to get mad about that.
Want to write out a human being, my chopped liver?
And then you got to throw her name on an envelope to, and then the next thing you know, you're driving a Honda Odyssey. It says all because two people fell in love because you're caving too much.
You guys are talking about checks.
Caving. Yeah.
That's checks. The funniest
checks.
Yeah.
I use tons of checks still. I don't
are
use
you really?
Tons.
Wow.
Tons. When once you get your identity stolen and somebody taps into all your accounts,
I guess that's
you
true.
Don't do it anymore.
They can do it whether you write checks
or not.
I think
I've got five
know,
left,
but it's
and
a
I've
lot,
had them for years.
Nobody's looking at checks anymore. Nobody's hacking checks as much anymore. I don't, yeah, once you have that, once
you're
you have
that's
that
thing a lost
tapped,
art?
It is a lost art. It's like, it's the thing that nobody's.
Kiting checks?
It's on Golden Pond. They were fishing in the wrong place for Walter, and then they went back to the place that he swore it wasn't, and there's Walter. There, yeah, I usually
okay. Are you electronically transferring funds with landscaping and
I pay cash for all that stuff.
House cleaning.
Yeah. All cash with them. And my landscapers are great. I use a check with my landscaper now, but in the past, all cash. As much as I could. Like, here's the money. Here's cash. You can't hack cash. You can roll me, but that's it. You're getting it anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Yeah. Yeah, I try to avoid giving as many people my bank account numbers as I can. I still have it out there way too much. But it's I try to, and when they ask for it, I'm like, what other opportunities do we have here to pay? But I'm still, you know, I'm still vulnerable in like 10 different places. But if I can write a check, I'll do it.
We're all screwed.
Oh, we're all screwed. It's a fact. It's out there. But it's the last little bastion of security I hang on to.
You just got to hope you slip through the cracks.
Yeah. I just don't want it all to be hidden in one spot. I want some things that aren't exactly, you know, I want to keep a little dodgy with my stuff. I didn't have a bank account for years because I didn't like banks. Once you have your account drained to zero by somebody else's doing, you get a little twitchy. I got a lot twitchy. It was the weirdest thing ever just to have Washington Mutual back in 2000 call and go, we're going to go ahead and cancel your account since you've been holding a negative balance. Negative balance? What are you talking about?
You've been drained.
We've written 3 checks in the last month for over $10,000. Well, I've done what? And I looked and I'm like, good Lord. There's like 6 or 7 phony checks inside my checking account and it was all to cash. And I'm like, well, this is no good. And they had 2 weeks to get away with it and they did it. So I got fishy. Started keeping money in cans. Digging holes in the backyard. And it's all because two people fell in love. That's the only reason anything happens. All bad. Don't fall in love, kids. You'll end up in an odyssey. That's the message here today. You're going to end up like Greg's on. Somebody just emailed and said, I just went back and listened to an old Mark Grace tape yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Because we talked about it a little yesterday. He literally said the words, if you bang a fat girl and leave her behind, it's like a magic pill. Your life just gets better starting that moment forward because you've hit rock bottom.
Wait a minute, you say that on our show?
No.
Oh, okay.
This was way back when he used to do the Slump Buster thing right. over on Rome's show. Jim Rome used to talk about Slump Buster because of Mark Grace all the time.
Great.
Great. Get yourself a Slump Buster, a big girl you can discard quickly, and then get back on the ball. She's the reset button of women. Yeah, he's got to be puckered.
There's not a lot of tape to go through if you're like looking to get people at this point.
A lot of movies, a lot of...
They were hindsighting Matt Lauer all day yesterday with old interviews. They pulled up the Anne Hathaway one. God, they pulled up the Katie Couric stuff. Anything he's ever done, any joke he's ever told.
Here are early red flags.
Look, he's a bad dude for a couple reasons, but we can't go back and hindsight every word he's ever said because now it is tainted with the new knowledge.
Just piles on.
Yeah. Yeah, so he was talking about Anne Hathaway when she got out of a car and her wardrobe malfunction happened and somebody snapped a picture of her vagina. And he said, we've been seeing a lot of you lately, was the first question in the interview, because that was the big news that week. This is a few years ago.
It's funny.
It wasn't even supposed to be funny. He's just basically addressing the problem that she came in to talk about Les Mis, the movie. And he's like, all right, let's get this out of the way. I've been seeing an awful lot of you lately. He handled it pretty well.
I don't know, poorly worded question, maybe?
No, I think it was great.
Could have done it a little better.
It wasn't one of those things.
Icebreaker?
Let's talk about your vagina. He's like, seen a lot of you lately. And she's like, yeah, I know. Because it was like the day after the thing leaked out.
Yeah.
So he was, without bringing it up.
I hear you.
But he was allowing her to say, I don't want to talk about it, or yeah, it's unfortunate, and then move on. He didn't hit her hard over the head with it. I thought it was a very well done. You know, still kept it kind of casual.
Make you feel?
He didn't even ask that.
Yeah.
Didn't even ask that. He just, you know, seen a lot of you lately. Let's, you know, just address the giant elephant in the room. You know, you want to address the situation? She did. And all of a sudden, he's creepy because, you know, he's got a button under his desk that locks doors from interns. That's why he's
creepy.
The other
thing was he wasn't instructed necessarily. You never heard anything like you can't ask her anything about that on this interview.
Right.
Because sometimes you don't come in there and say...
Not on the Today Show.
Not with Matt Lauer.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Not Matt Lauer.
I don't think so.
Matt Lauer's got more juice than the interview. He'd just tell him, all right, forget it. We won't promote your Les Mis on the most popular morning show in the country. It's the give and take. Now, if he starts beating him over the head, I don't think he's got any rules like that. You're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed. If it's topical and Matt, because he's going to get drilled by everybody. Why didn't you ask her about it? And then he's like, well, she asked me not to. Well, then you're not a journalist. You're just a fluff piece guy. And he's more than that. So... We did kind of go through a full 24 hours without anybody really big getting hit. Greg Zahn came out, but that's the first time in a while, other than Thanksgiving break. Everybody took a sexual holiday for the 4 days off, and then we got right back to it on Monday. So congratulations to everybody out there waiting. You've survived another day. Oh, and you're waiting. I can't wait. And all of NBC is going to collapse. It's going to be good. We're going to talk to Daryl Hammond later today. He's at SNL. He's got to have stories of what's going on. He's been there for 20 years. And the NBC newsroom's right beneath Saturday Night Live. He knows what's going on around there.
A lot of activity in the hallways.
Oh, yeah. Guts will be spilled. What do you got on the big board of musical treats?
Wake Up Song brought to you by ELOteam.com. Want to prepare for next year, perhaps buying a home? Get in touch with us. We can help you through the process. ELOteam.com. We got Wake Up Songs up here from Godsmack, Mudvayne. Trivium is tonight at the Marquee Theater with Arch Enemy.
All right, we'll do that.
Let's do some Trivium.
John says, Strife. Don't destroy my image of Brady paying bills ever. He's got a old pull lever calculator that punches holes in paper. He's smoking a weird pipe, and he's got one of those green clear visors that clerks wear. I can imagine that was exactly how I wanted.
Let's see what we got here.
All right, let's take a look at the numbers. Abacus says, I don't know, 13 of these, 12 of those. I like that.
Will you please
wear
that visor? Is it just kind of a sad little... moment at a desk alone where nobody wants to
talk. Where is it all gone?
It's that allowance, damn it. You're taking advantage of the allowance, goddammit. Oh, are you? Five across the face in the 50s.
Mrs. Bogan, need to see you in the office.
Every time you do bills, do you have a little meeting afterwards about where it's gone?
No.
You should.
Sometimes.
Let's review. You're
right.
Let's take a look. Yours. Here's where we started the month. Here's where we ended the month. Now, these are our regular expenses. Fairly normal.
What's your punishment?
Crooked numbers.
Yeah, what would you do if you... Would you take it out of her allowance?
I'd take her phone away.
Will you do that? Have you ever taken anything
she's
away?
She's grounded.
Have you ever taken anything away from her?
No.
I admire this. You should write a book.
No.
How to treat your wife like it's 1959. And get away with it. You haven't ever taken anything away. She's overspent. You're like, all right, you blow it. You get nothing this month.
Don't charge on the card anymore.
The card gets taken away.
Yeah.
Nice. That's good stuff. And you, why is it, Brady? I'll tell you why.
You got a problem. Yes.
No.
You got a real problem. You like that sound. Of-
it's all because two people fell in love.
Yes.
That's right. Why this is
That's
happening.
Right.
Remember when you lived alone? And bills came and went. You knew exactly what was going on. No surprises. Then your heart went pitter-pat. And you got to start paying attention to your bills because you got to get somebody loading in on that. All because two people fell in love. I bet a guy wrote that originally and some lady misread it.
You can take it either.
I bet if a guy wrote it, it was because he was pissed off. That is not a beautiful, to a man, that is not a beautiful thing.
Oh.
Or that it, one guy
or
says
what is the original phrase?
Yeah.
That's part of it.
All this could have been avoided if two people didn't fall in love.
Right.
This is all because two people fell in love.
Oh, I like the last part of that. I'm going to write that down.
And now it's on every lonely Catwoman's house wall.
Station identification.
KUPD, Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Yeah, a guy at LifeLock just emailed Brady and said checks are just, I know, it's a false sense of security. But it feels
whatever you
feels
thought, safe. LifeLock.
Yeah, feels safer.
You guys haven't exactly had the best rep over the past few
LifeLock
years.
Does okay. I got, you know, keep an eye on everything. But yeah, it does. It changes
There's
things.
A hitch. They fixed
Something
it.
About it being just floating in the air makes me less comfortable than the checks, which are also just floating in the air. There's nothing safe. I'm aware
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, that's what yeah, I
I'm not
agree
feeling
with.
Like
There's
I'm in,
nothing safe.
I'm not in lockdown mode because I use a lot of checks. I understand that. But
I have to get one of those special wallets to block the chips in my credit card.
Used to have that. Well, it was encouraged in Vegas right. when the hackers were in right. town. It's like, get something to wrap your cards in because they've got this machine.
Aluminum foil.
That goes by.
Bag of chips.
Yeah, put them in a bag of potato chips. Now, that would be a hot new item for Christmas. Call
right.
it a purse
the bag
for
of
a lady.
Chip wallet. Right.
Get a lady a purse of
yeah.
Lay's. You eat the chips out of it, and then it's the thing you keep your cards in so nobody can swipe your stuff.
I love your cool ranch bag.
So I did a little research after an email came through that said, it's happening in rock now, and it's going one direction. This girl said, all the allegations being public about sexual assault, maybe it's my turn to call out Dan Spitz, formerly of Anthrax, when I was 15 years old at a Kiss concert in Edmonton, Alberta. Between sets, I was invited backstage, ushered onto their tour bus, where Dan walked in wearing a robe and a towel on his head, forced his penis upon me in several directions. It happened so fast. He had my hair wrapped tightly around his fist so I couldn't move. Not one word was ever said to me. Afterwards, I vomited. And as I tried to get out of there, I was approached by Paul Stanley, who then grabbed me by the hair, said, you would make beautiful babies with lots of hair with me. I just left.
Paul Stanley's got to have some weird stories about him.
It's going to end.
15-16.
I went back into the crowd. I told no one. Today I'm telling the world, hashtag me too. Make it very clear no other members of Anthrax were involved, and as far as I know, none of them knew either. This is about Dan Spitz, not as Anthrax the band. The band should not be punished or their name tarnished. Please, if you must say anything, blame the abuser, not the guys.
Wow.
To all the naysayers and a-holes out there, why in the world of all people would I choose Dan Spitz? I wasn't even a fan of Anthrax. I went for Kiss. I didn't even know who they were when I saw them. I was 15. Surely, if I was to make up a story, I could have picked 100 other so-called famous people. Hashtag I'm no liar. Hashtag the truth hurts. Hashtag Dan Spitz is a child rapist. Dan Spitz has yet to make a comment at this time.
We reached out to Dan Spitz, and he said no comment.
She leaves her horrible situation with Dan Spitz, and there's Paul Stanley. So for a second, maybe, and I'm not sure, I'm not speaking for her, but maybe for a second she's starstruck, and then she's back into her horrible, oh, there's Paul Stanley. Oh, I'm still horrified.
We thought backstage sucked recently.
Man. Listen up, little girl.
Wait then, till the next few years shows.
Oh,
my God.
There's going to be nothing back there.
You're not going to have one. You're just going to pull up and get out of the bus and go right to stage and then get off and then drive away. All right, pulling up off the freeway now. Look at this, everybody. Here they come. Let's put our hands together, one hand hitting another. It was a great sound for our friends at Trivium. All right, boys, you're on the stage now. Good luck. It's like introducing Ed Sullivan acts. As they're out, they're arrived, they get announced, they go home right afterwards. There'll be no backstage.
They were removed one time for singing certain lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
Here in Tampa, if you sing this song.
The Doors got booted for that. Yeah. But yeah, there you are. You just got raped a little bit. In the room there, and you leave, and Paul Stanley grabs you by the very hair that was the catalyst to your hostage-taking moment.
Like, here it goes
again. Her hair after that.
Beautiful hair. Just pulls on her hair. Oh, he's going to do it, too. It's a ring.
Goes home and shaves her head that night.
She just got done throwing up. Paul Stanley didn't ask any questions. And then he started to talk about procreating with her.
Yeah, the 70s, 80s, and 90s are
doomed.
In trouble.
Doomed! It is all over.
30 years of craziness backstage.
That's a big one to hit there. Pamela Anderson had a quote that said, look, I don't know what happened to all you ladies there, but I was raised that unless you had those same intentions, you don't get into a hotel room with a man by yourself. And all the comments are like,
she's a professional.
Yeah.
She should know.
She should know what it's like to feel like to be harassed and to know what a guy's intentions are when he says, why don't you come up to the room with me? Yeah, that's not going to happen. So, and then all the comments were like, yeah, finally, a voice of reason, and it's Pamela Anderson. Don't go into a hotel room alone with a guy.
Yeah, but when the girl is underage or 15 years old.
But then again, you got Russell Simmons, who wasn't alone. He had Brett Ratner with him, and they went up to a room with a young girl. And she was thinking nothing of it, and then Simmons got on top of her and started to do stuff, and she looked at Brett Ratner and actually said, help me. And he just went, no, and watched it happen. So Russell Simmons had to get booted yesterday from the things he does, which I'm still not real 100% sure.
Was that a self-booting? I'm stepping away from my...
I don't know. Might have been a little pressured booting, but... Yeah.
So no more deaf comedy jams?
I don't think though. I think those are over. And whatever else it is he's done to make millions and millions of dollars being totally anonymous to people like me. I've heard of him. I know he's around a lot of stuff. Just don't know what he's done.
Well, the sad thing about the allegation on Mr. Spitz is you got to take for what it's worth, because all he has to say is didn't happen.
Didn't happen, right. Yeah.
Now who do you believe?
And then, her.
I know, you still
always
tend to believe.
It's Dan Spitz.
It's pretty random.
It's a fairly strange one to accuse, so I'm going to go with her.
But there are ones, that's what's scary. There are ones that, okay, then that's the way you always go. So every allegation is...
Yeah.
True, then.
Not true, but every allegation is weighed with a grain of truth because it has to be.
She has nothing to gain.
Yeah, right? There's nothing there.
Unless she knows.
And the only thing is, unless she's got some hateful vendetta towards Dan Spitz, and she wants to get him for something. That's the only reason
that would be it, maybe.
Right, that's it.
You're not going to get anything out of this.
No,
at this
the
point.
Accusation society scares me because somebody who hates someone in the office can take the hindsight jokes and start making sexual allegations towards somebody they want out of their life. So they can, can be used against them. This Dan Spitz thing, I mean, just as you read it, you're like, yeah, there's no reason to go after Dan Spitz. If you're going to make this up and you want attention and you want it to be a big story, you're going to tell the AP it's somebody. You're going to go with Paul Stanley. You can, you can talk about that. You know, Paul Stanley did something too. You're going to embellish a little bit. So, yeah, I tend to, on this at least, lean towards her side of it being probably pretty accurate.
Russell is stepping down.
Yeah.
And his quote is... while her memory of that evening is very different from mine,
yeah.
It is now clear to me that her feelings of fear and intimidation are real.
Oh, boy. He got with a PR team. Start to kind of side with her a little
it's
bit.
It's the non-admission, okay, you're right.
I'm not sure I did that, but I know she thinks I did, so I have to go straighten that out.
Well, I've never been violent. I've been thoughtless and insensitive in some of my relationships over the many decades, and I sincerely apologize.
Yep.
That one was,
this is a
wasn't that one in 1990?
Transition.
Yeah, that's the danger of a one-night stand.
Yeah, 1991.
King of the world.
Doing what?
He had his clothing company. It was just getting off the ground then, and he was master.
I don't know. I'm not real familiar with anything Russell Simmons has ever done. As far as, like, name three things Russell Simmons has done. Def Comedy Jam and...
The victim is Jenny Lumet.
I don't know.
She wrote the Anne Hathaway movie.
Damon John, isn't it?
I don't know.
Rachel Getting Married. She wrote that.
I don't know much about Russell Simmons. Until now. Now I know something. Now I know something I can pin to.
Co-founded Def Jam, which Lumet. Was going off in 91.
Oh, it's Lumet, then, because she's the daughter of Sydney Lumet.
Oh. Yeah, she's got
granddaughter of Lena Horne.
Yeah, she's got that.
Singer Lena Horne.
Fat Farm is his clothing line.
Fat Farm. So he's that famous off of that stuff. I guess Def Jam is pretty good. All right. Well, there you go.
340 mil.
That's crazy.
Now, JCPenney is dropping his clothing line.
Damn. In other news, JCPenney's still open in a couple of places. That's learned two things today: who Russell Simmons is, and that JCPenney's isn't completely shut down.
Arby's says they're picking it up.
Wow, Arby's bought JCPenney's. Man, they're sweeping the nation. Let's get ourselves right to the Brady Report, shall we? It's 98 KUPD.
98. Station identification.
KUPD.